Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, October 1st, 2015. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. What's up, Brian?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Worst response ever. Worst response ever.
I can think of some worse responses.
Really? We both laughed. I think you did all right.
Yeah, so you did okay. We're going to give you a trophy for participating, Brian.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. And that's the laugh of Kelly Gamond. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing all right. And it's awesome to have both of you here, and especially because this means that all of us survived OS X El Capitan upgrade day. And I'm glad, because my life would just be empty without you guys around.
Aww.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. But before we do, we had some reader comments from yesterday's episode. And Kelly, you haven't had a chance to see any of these yet, because I'm actually just springing this on you right now for the first time.
Okay. But yay. Now it makes me want to sing the old mailbag song from the Letterman show ages ago.
Oh, good times.
Letters. We get letters. Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, good times. Okay. So we had a lot of comments.
Yay!
To the show yesterday. And they all stemmed around the same thing, which is that it sounded as if neither you nor I understood or knew about the tap on the home button for reachability to slide the top half of the screen down so that you can still hit things with one finger.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually is not the case. We both did know about this feature, and it's something I do use a lot. My problem is that even sliding the top of the screen down with reachability, I'm still having trouble hitting icons in the upper right hand side.
Yes, this.
Yeah. And
it's 'cause you're a lefty.
I'm in the same boat. No, my right hand is no bigger.
Nonetheless, it appears that Kelly and I must have hands that are smaller than Apple considers usable.
The lefty comment was because you referenced which corner of the screen.
Yeah, because that would be my left thumb reaching up and over to the right side and still not being able to hit some icons. Yeah. So as it turns out, yes, we did know about that. And I think it's absolutely awesome that so many people listen to the show and their first thought was, wait a second, why don't they just use reachability? And then promptly let me know. That was fantastic. And keep it up, because one of these days I'm going to say something and all of you will be thinking, well, why doesn't Jeff just do whatever? And when you tell me, I'm going to be amazed and dazzled with your brilliance, because it's something that I hadn't thought of before.
So, and I like knowing that we have listeners who are very helpful. I like that they all want to make sure that we know about something. So, yeah, I'm actually really glad that people pointed that out, because I had forgotten about it until I saw somebody doing it the other day. And I went, oh, that's right. That's a thing. Like over the weekend, I saw it. And so I gave it a shot. And it's still, while it does help, it is still not 100%. So it is something I do have set up and I do use it, but it's still making it not, it's making it slightly less uncomfortable, but there's still, yeah, that part that I can't quite reach. So.
Right. Okay. And for those of you that are like, wait, what's reachability? When you're holding your iPhone and it has to be an iPhone 6 or newer, if you double tap on the home button, not press, but double tap on the home button, the screen slides down. So the top of the screen drops down to a point that's easier to hit, and it is a very handy feature. So thank you for reminding us about that, everyone. You guys rock. Okay, now on to what I really wanted to get into today, and that's OS X El Capitan. That was released yesterday, so that would have been on Wednesday, and it was a free upgrade. And if you were able to run Yosemite or Mavericks, you are able to run El Capitan. We'll start off with the update process. And Brian, how did that go for you?
It was relatively smooth for me. It took about an hour and a half. There was a little bit of operator error. I couldn't find it in the updates forever. The Mac App Store. I'm like, why is everybody else seeing this and not me? And then it finally occurred to me that I was a complete noob. I needed to go actually get the anyway. So yeah.
So for people who don't know, Brian, where is it that you do have to look in order to see that?
It's featured, of course, on the homepage of the Mac App Store, or mm-hmm. you can search for El Capitan. But it is not going to be showing up as an update to Yosemite in your updates in the Mac App Store. So once I got over that, it was a very smooth process. Took about an hour and a half on a 2008 Mac Pro Tower. Maybe 2 hours. I didn't actually time it, but it was relatively smooth. And so far, everything has worked for me, but I haven't had time to test a whole lot.
Now, Brian, what I'm doing right now is saving you from a bucket load of emails telling you, yes, you can see it in the updates panel or pane. And my guess is when you initially went to do the update, it wasn't showing up there yet. But now, if you go and look, but not for you, Brian, there's actually a banner, a big banner graphic at the top of the updates tab.
Oh. Huh. Yeah, that was definitely not for me. Yeah, and this was at about I was fairly busy yesterday. And it was about 10 o'clock when I finally decided that I was going to figure out why it is I wasn't seeing the update.
Well,
so this was at the end of the day for me, for sure.
My and guess this is with that,
multiple restarts of the Mac App Store, et cetera.
Ah, okay. My guess is that at some point someone at Apple realized that you weren't able to find the update easily, so they added the banner.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome, people.
Yeah. Thank you for taking one for the team, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So are you guys seeing any features that you're really pleased with so far?
This is so early, man. To be honest, I haven't noticed much of anything except for the different look of Spotlight once results are turned.
To go along with Spotlight and the results being returned, one thing I'm loving is that you can now move that results window around, whereas you couldn't before.
That is very cool.
Yeah. So I'm definitely liking that.
It's very slow, though. Have you noticed that it's slow?
Spotlight searching?
Yeah.
No.
And I don't know if it's because perhaps I'm still undergoing a re-indexing. But
I can see where that would be.
That's entirely possible. Issue.
But it takes about it almost seems unresponsive. So let's see. Let's search for Thrakatai, which was a group of Greek elite soldiers.
The fact that this is something you're searching for on your Mac and you know you're going to get a result is totally awesome.
Yeah, well, and that actually came up a lot faster. So the very first time I did a Spotlight searching, which was before a reboot that I did just now. Right? So in other words, like an hour and a half ago, I did a Spotlight search. And I thought that it was unresponsive. And about 4 seconds, maybe 5 seconds after hitting the enter key, I finally got Spotlight results. This time around, and that happened again right after my reboot that I mentioned. This time around, when I just typed in Thrakatai, and the reason why I chose that is because it was something that I knew wouldn't necessarily be on anyone's quick search. And yet I knew there was going to be a response for it. And that's why I picked that one. And it, that actually started coming up almost immediately. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
That it may just be the indexing. Also, you're using a spinning platter hard drive, right?
I am, and it's an ancient tower. It's as close to 8 years old now.
All right. Well, that's really impressive, first, that Apple's supporting El Capitan on what we'll call an eight-year-old Mac tower.
Yeah. It'll be 8 years old in January.
Wow.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I have El Capitan on one of my computers right now. So this is on my MacBook Air, which has 4 gigs of RAM, and it's an SSD. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised with how responsive El Capitan was immediately for me. Now, I'm sure part of that is because I'm running an SSD. So the lagginess that you're experiencing with Spotlight Searches, Brian, was never an issue for me.
Yeah, fair enough. And the question we don't have, I don't have enough experience, I don't think any of us do, to know whether or not this is something that's that I'm going to be experiencing every time, or if it is specifically related to the fact that I just updated.
My Jedi instincts are telling me that it's a short-lived problem for you.
Yeah,
short-lived problem. See, now these are getting auto responses. Like these are auto filling out. Anything that I type in now is super quick.
I think it was an indexing, writing out the index, and now that that's done, I think that's my complete guess. But I have seen that be something that has given people a hassle for the first day or even two. You know, in the olden days when you had a ginormous platter that was only at like 5,400 RPM, then you know it took some time to sort of rebuild that index in the new OS. So I'm hoping that was actually the only problem you were having. But I'm very curious to hear how your continued use, whether your continued use improves or not, whether you end up with still really slow searching on things or not.
Now, one thing that I noticed is that in many ways, this major upgrade to the operating system is unremarkable, meaning it just installs and you keep working and everything's fine. And it's not like you're seeing these major radical changes in the way you have to do what you do. But as you're working, you see these subtle little things that just make it easier to do what you do. Like being able to move the Spotlight search result window around.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that said, have either of you run up against any issues yet?
That's I have not. Well, yeah, I'm also superstitious, so I wait 24 hours now before I install anything. So I'm only just now at my window of acceptable time when it's okay to go ahead and install the update. So I haven't installed it yet. I do have a beta on a USB stick that I was booting from and using that, and it seemed to be all right. I didn't really have any trouble that restarting or that relaunching an app or restarting the computer didn't fix.
Cool. And Brian?
So the very first problem I encountered was my Logitech MX Revolution mouse, which is the best mouse I've ever used, although Bible Vitus tells me that their new MX mouse is just as good, and I'm actually very excited to check that out. But that's a rabbit hole. It was working as a mouse, but it wasn't being recognized by Logitech's control center driver software. So I went looking for an update, and everything, there was nothing that was working for El Capitan. And at that point I went to bed. And the reason why I did a restart that I mentioned is because even though the pull down menus in Logitech's website all reference 10.10 as the newest operating system, the current update to control center actually include support for 10.11, which is El Capitan. Oh, nice. So that's the closest thing to a problem that I've personally come across. But like I said, this is such early days still.
Right. Yeah. And for me, my main computer is on Yosemite for two reasons. First, I actually have not had time since yesterday to upgrade it to El Capitan. And then second, there are still a couple peripherals that I'm using that I want to make sure I have good drivers for so that I can get those installed along with El Capitan. So that'll be later today. But on my MacBook Air, I've been very pleased with my performance. It's really nice.
So I want to point out for people who may have missed it when we talked about the prep work you needed to do on a previous edition of Daily Observations, that this is a good thing to do. If you have a mouse that you are in love with, like Brian or like Mr. Kelly, who has the same mouse that Brian has and basically is going to use it, I would say, until the wheels fall off, but it doesn't have wheels, till the scroll wheel falls off. And then at that point, he will despair that he cannot get another. If you have something like that that is vital to your workflow, make sure that there is a 1011 driver or that there's compatibility there, and the website for that particular peripheral should be able to assure you one way or another, or a quick note to their support team should tell you. But most of the time, by the time, particularly with public betas, by the time the operating system is actually released, you should have some sort of statement from whoever it is about how well this thing will work in the new OS. And you do want to make sure that you have those, particularly if it's something that you cannot proceed if it doesn't work.
Sure. And we've mentioned this before, but Roaring Apps is a great website to check
yes.
out to see if the apps that you're using are compatible with El Capitan. And that's a community-sourced website. So, you know, it's people just like us that are working with apps, and they're finding out where the problems are and then reporting back there. So it's always evolving, always updating, and it's a really great resource for finding out if the apps you rely on every day will work with El Capitan.
All right, listen. So I need you to do an exercise.
Okay.
I want you to take your left hand and yes. point your index finger up. Mm-hmm. Thumb to the right.
Mm.
Okay, and now flip your right hand and make the mirror image. Put those together.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you get?
You get a W for winner.
No, you get a square, because that's what you guys are. Square. Are you kidding? Caution, man. Careful, schmerful. Just upgrade. Everything will be fine.
It's so funny that you described Brian, you wanted to be a square, and all I did was put my thumbs together and I had a W, and I'm like, I'm a winner.
Winning.
Yeah. All right, listeners, I'm curious, what features are you loving from El Capitan now that you can install it on your computers? And if you're having problems, I'm really curious to hear what those are, because I've been finding this to be really a problem-free upgrade. So let me know. You can leave me messages on Twitter. That would be TMO Daily. You can leave me emails, observations@macobserver.com. And you can leave comments in the show notes, too. I'll be checking all those places. And I'm really curious to see what your impressions are of OS X El Capitan. Okay. I think we're about out of time.
Yeah.
So, Brian, thank you for joining me today.
Really? After all that? I get a sound. All right. You're welcome, man.
Yeah. Also, I am so sorry about the tires on your car. So sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we agreed it would be the brakes.
These things happen to people like me.
We did, Kelly. I just didn't realize how low Brian's car sat.
Oh, okay. I understand the need to improvise.
Kelly, thank you for being here.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have both of you. And listeners, thank you for joining us again today. We'll see everyone tomorrow.